Welcome back, David Hertel in for Elias. Well, it's been a difficult past few months, to say the least, for former Montreal Mayor Denis Coderre. After suffering a stroke on April 11th, he's had to adapt to a new way of life, forced to relearn how to walk and talk. It's been a struggle for Denis Coderre, who was still running to events just a few months ago. Very happy to see him doing better, and he joins us in studio now to tell us his story and what life has been like since then. Denis, hello, David. So good to see you.
I've got style now. I've got a cane.
You've got a cane. You look great.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to see you on the way back. Tell me, Denis, first of all, tell me about April 11th. What happened?
Well, I was doing my own column at my radio show, and I'm heading back to one of my clients, and finally I decided to come home. And just in old Montreal, I kind of collapsed. I saw double. I had already an accident at 5 minutes at my place, and I thought that I was doing a labyrinthite, which is a balance issue.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm going to take a nap. Well, that nap lasts 5 hours.
Wow.
Usually I sleep for 3. And but I said, time is the essence, so I'm going to take a break. On April 16, every day I call my mom because my father is 92. My mom has turned 85, and I decided to see what's going on, of course. And she said, you speak funny. So what do you mean? Well, I said, I can't hear you. So I got a bit mad because it's my temper. I'm like, you've got a temper, right? So I said, well, okay, I promise tomorrow I'll go to the hospital. We raised so many millions in the Jewish hospital.
Yeah.
So I said, I'll see how's the service. No, it's great.
You tested our healthcare system.
I tested myself. So I'm going there. I was not able to walk. I was totally unbalanced. I was not even to say a word, except that when they asked me how I feel, I said, I feel bad. I'm afraid that there's 3 letters from the alphabet that I don't want to pronounce, which is AVC, which is a stroke.
Yeah.
And they put me in a wheelchair, and I last a week there.
You stayed a week in
the
hospital.
I stayed a week at the Jewish hospital is awesome. Don't forget to give.
It is.
You know, we spoke about all that bullshit about an interest rate. I can't say both in French, not in English, but that's okay. I'm the sick guy, so I can say whatever I want.
Denis, please, go ahead.
Quality of life is the essence. We were printing money for a pandemic, for God's sake. So don't give me all that nonsense about how can we get the money. The money is there. When there's a will, there's a way. Anyway, we'll talk later on about politics.
Yeah. So you stayed a week at the Jewish
I stayed
General.
A week there, and people were awesome. Everybody came. Like anything, it's culture. It's always about the patient first. And on the Friday, I went to the Center of Readaptation, Centre Jean-Claire, on Darlington. And I learned humility. Because I was not even able to sign my name.
I
couldn't sign my name.
Sign.
I couldn't talk. I couldn't walk.
You couldn't talk.
I couldn't shave. I couldn't take a shower alone.
Wow.
Well, it might be interesting, but. And anyway, I didn't say I was humble. I said I learned humility, which is a big difference. But nevertheless. Mother Teresa used to say that if you want to be big, you got to learn that you're small first, but you have to live it. So I can talk about all those great priority, but if you don't take care of yourself, you have an issue. And for 40 years, like you, brother, I've been helping others. now you're on radio, but you always have that public service in yourself.
Well, you've always had it. You've always continued.
But I think that now I'm going to turn 60 on July 25th, and I'm going to take care of myself.
I think that's a great decision.
I think that's the...
You deserve it.
That's the only decision, frankly.
Yeah.
And but I don't wish that to anybody,
mm-hmm.
even my worst enemy. I don't have any, of course. I only have adversaries.
How do you feel today?
I feel great. Yesterday, I went to my first public event since April 11.
Mm-hmm.
Is it remembering, I think? No, it was great. Frankly, it was great.
How's the energy level? How do you...
Energy is great. I stopped C-double. Okay. So the double vision is over.
Oh, because that continued. That's continued for a while longer after you left hospital?
Yes, of course. Okay. I had to lose one high.
Oh, my goodness.
Imagine I'm lefty too. So I didn't paralyze, which is great, but I feel dizzy. And I had some issue talking mm-hmm. and walking, but now I'm okay.
Denis, I heard you on French radio last week, and you talked about your...
Tentative of suicide.
Yeah, your life after the election defeat in 2021. Do you mind if we talk about that?
I don't mind. At all.
So you mentioned that, yes, you...
I attempted my life, yes.
You attempted to end your life. What brought you to that moment?
Well... Politicians are excessive, and I really believe that politics was my life. And I've been, when I made the decision to leave federal politics, I'm sure, you can't be sure, but I'm sure, that I would have remained member of parliament.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
So I would have celebrated my 20th anniversary. I think politics is local. You never mentioned municipal, but the most important place is cities. And I said to a separatist one, I said, city were born before nation.
Mm-hmm.
So flood and all that. And when I'm thinking about municipal politics, Tip O'Neill was president of the American Congress, used to say politics is local.
All politics is local, yeah.
And that's the only way. So if you want to change culture, if you want to... Name me any file, the future lies in cities.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so disappointed because Montreal used to be a big city and is not a metropolis anymore. Why? Because we have a generation who forgot two verbs, which is to be and to learn to live with consequences.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk to people, it's always somebody else's fault. So, frankly, I totally change and I contribute to the renaissance of Montreal. So, when I lost in 2017, I felt really bad. First of all, I had a health issue at that mm-hmm. time. Secondly, we took very, very tough decision because to govern is to choose. And when you take some decision, it's not for next election, it's for next generation.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still living the consequences of what I've done before and after 2013, rightfully.
Mm-hmm.
Infrastructure, you know, they were talking about the importance of planting trees. Well, we've done 375,000 of them for the celebration.
Mm-hmm.
So, if people think that they're reinventing the wheel, it was a few 10,000 years ago.
So
I lost, I felt that I lost everything. And but I decided to change my mind because I take care of my parents, as I said, and I have two wonderful children. And I said, I don't want to give them the legacy of victims. So I decided to step back and take the decision to make a living again. And at the end of the day, it's not politics, it's to serve other people that mm-hmm. counts. And that's what I'm doing.
Well, Denny, I can speak for everyone, and including myself, you made the right decision.
Thank you.
And I'm so glad. I'm so happy that you're still with us. David Hertel in for Elias in conversation here at the corner of Papineau and René Lévesque in our CJD 800 studios with former mayor of Montreal, Denis Coderre. Denis, I want to share with you the love that you're getting here on the text line. Okay, so David, I hope he continues his healing journey and can do what he loves to be happy again. Another texter writes, a great man. I have Al from Roxborough writing, hi, Denis, I think about you, my friend. I hope you're feeling better. God bless.
But he can't vote. In Montreal.
He says that he was an Ensemble Montréal campaign volunteer in Pierre-Paul Roxborough. Also, he's a nice man. I like him a lot, and I think he was a great politician. He had the passion. Another texter. Hi, Denny. I think about you, my friend. I hope you're doing better. God bless.
Wow.
Another texter. When my mother had a stroke, he was very lucky. Okay, you were very lucky. Happy for you, Denny.
I am happy for you, Denny.
I had a stroke in 2011 at 51. Not as severe as yours, but we pulled through to live our lives for many years to come. Good luck with your health and your future. That's from Michael in Pierrefonds.
Thanks, Michael.
Nancy writes, a gentle soul. What a lucky man.
Wow.
You're getting a lot of love, my friend.
And love is in order. When I went to the Jewish hospital, already the journalist was after me, and they said, well, we had the rumor. I said, no rumor and no leaks. So I wrote a page at Facebook myself.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Remember?
That's how I learned.
And you wrote to me right away.
I texted you right away saw your Facebook page.
So I want to thank the thousands of people who wrote to me. I want to thank you, David, because you wrote to me at least 3-4 times. Mm-hmm. So to keep it up. Jim Bass, my good friend. Mm-hmm.
Borough Mayor of Pierrefonds Roxborough.
Mr. Loyalty himself.
Yes.
He came to see me the day after on the first Monday at the Jewish hospital. And I know that he's working very hard because you spoke about the flood and all that.
Yeah.
And Pierrefonds suffered a lot from it.
Yeah.
And he's doing a tremendous job.
He's always on the ground, always there.
He's amazing. I have my friend Alo Chitilian, who is one of my protégés, who wrote me, and he's listening to us right now, who wrote me. Even Valérie Plante, for God's sake, sent me a note. I don't know what she wanted to see if I was really sick, but thank you very much. And I had journalists. I had people from every level. When we have that issue, there's no more partisanship. It's all about, are you okay? Because that's the difference between an enemy and an adversary. Never hate your enemy anyway. And I think that you learn a lot from the disease. It's like when you're losing, you don't lose, you're growing.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's going on and what happened to me.
Wonderful. I'll just read two more messages. I'm getting at several messages here. And
I'm not running again, so forget about it.
And in quotes, a lot of people want you to come back. And in Côte Saint-Luc writes, Mr. Cadao, you are a man of courage. We need you now. Another texter writes, I hope he continues his healing journey and can do what he loves to be happy again. I think that's a beautiful sentiment.
That's great. Thanks.
You have not lost anything of your sharp political mind, my friend. So I have to ask you.
Tell me.
You know, we've been talking a lot about the way the city of Montreal has handled Bill 96 and the 311 message and the website. Some people this morning in the Montreal Gazette, Martine Saint-Victor wrote an op-ed saying, you know, why isn't Valérie Plante standing up for the Anglophone community and the fact that we do have many different communities and we can say, what do you think about all
that? I have no pity for the Gazette because when the time was due, they were the first one who gave me Okay. To be honest.
All right.
So I have no, I don't care.
Okay.
I know one thing, though, that if I'm going in front of a judge who's Jewish and wearing a kippah, do you think that he's a great guy of justice or he's somebody who's going to teach me his religion? I don't care about his kippah.
Yeah.
I was Jean Chrétien who called me, who was like my second father, gave me the privilege to be the Minister of Immigration in Canada after 9/11. When all the stickers were all over the place. You were Muslim, so you were a terrorist. That's another BS issue. So I'm against Bill 96. I believe in people. I trust them. And live and vive, laissez vivre. Let them live.
Live and let live.
Live and let live. So that's the only way. That's the way I'm doing it. And cities, Montreal, the metropolis, is important. And leadership is in order. So you're not Anglophone. You're not Francophone. You're Montrealer. And that's the most important thing. That's why the Habs will make a series next year. not only because Cole finally signed his contract, but because it's in order and because of Martin Saint-Louis. So believe in yourself. Stop blaming other people. Do what you have to do. And a lot of people were complaining about the city, but only 38% of people vote.
That's right.
So
that's what I tell people. I mean, you're not voting.
If you're complaining, I hope you vote because I'll kick your ass. If you're doing it right, it's like Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. You are what you want to be. So Montreal is an amazing city. This is the center of the world. This is the port of entry of America. When Trump was the president, people wanted to pass through Montreal because they didn't want to go through New York. There's a difference. There's a reason for that. So, you know, we invite health rules, the city of Montreal, I mean. There's my friend who wrote the piece about William Hingston, who was a former mayor in 1875, who was the chief surgeon of Hôtel Dieu of Montreal. And he's the one who put up together the health ruling about smallpox. What I'm saying is politics is local. Everything starts within the city. So if you don't take that leadership, who will? Stop blaming the provincial government. They're good at that, to blame the federal level. And the federal level has to do what they have to do. But if, as you mentioned, if you're not making the pressure, nothing will happen. We spoke about the environment before election. When election's coming, we don't give it. But if you want to promote the environment, stop putting the cycling against the cars. Both can do something.
Coexist, yeah.
Don't say that to save the planet, you have to stop to make babies. Just make sure that we learn to live together and focus on quality of life. Quality of life will help us to have a better place to be. That's my point.
Denis Coderre, it's so great to see you. It's so good to
speak sorry
with
if I
you.
Swear. No, that's my French.
Look, it's good to see you. Be well, my friend. Thank you much for coming in. There's a lot of love for you. In front of you, and all our listeners are sending you all the best, and do come back. And
radio is the best medium, and you learned that.
Continue to be Denis Coderre.
Thank you. You too, David.
Love you, my friend.
Love you too. Thanks.
Former Montreal Mayor Denis Coderre.